And then verse 15 is the third category, and there's no second. And then 16 is the first. Let's read it. Be gracious to me, O Lord. Behold what I suffer from those who hate me.
O thou who liftest me up from the gates of death, that I may recount all thy praises, that in the gates of the daughter of Zion I may rejoice in thy deliverance. The nations have sunk in the pit which they made, in the net which they have lived, their own foot have been caught. The Lord has made himself known. He has executed judgment. The wicked are snared in the work of their own hands.
Now, obviously, verse 15 is a loud reference to 16. Pay attention and write. Go, write it down. Don't be drifting. I quit. This is ridiculous. You want to study the Bible or just play games?
Study the Bible!
Well, look at the bad guys. They're not doing it. Loud reference to 16. You can see how 15 and 16 are more directly at the end than 13 and 14, can't you?
Yes.
But remember, every time that David cries out to God to save him, he's already a child of God. Remember that. Every time, he's already God's child. So, every time you see that, you got to consider the second coming. Behold what I suffer from those who hate me. At the end, that's what's going to happen. Persecution will arise and many will fall away. Thou who liftest me up from the gates of death, equals Psalm 69:1. That I may recount all thy praises. Well, that's the whole point of Psalms. I will give praise to thee forever and ever. That is, you survive death. What profit is there in my death? Can the shades give thee praise? Remember?
Yes.
David saying to God, raise me up from death so that I can continue praising you forever. Now here again, that I may recount all thy... I may rejoice in thy deliverance. Deliver is a heavy second coming word. That gets a little attention. I remember that one. Balloons? How does that work? How, pop them? Well, I'll have to do it, you know. I'll have to stand on my head. We'll get a few more to listen to another, make another note. It's boring being here, that's why.
No.
No.
You don't like it here.
No.
Yes.
Oh, I see. You like it here in order? Oh, never mind. Okay. Now, verse 16. The Lord has made himself known is the beginning of our verse. A great deal of Psalms is coming from the place, Lord, why are you hiding yourself? A lot of that. How come nobody sees you now? And then another whole bunch is saying, now the Lord will arise. Now he's starting to, which corresponds to, this is the beginning of the birth pangs. And then, bang, he's revealed and seen. Every eye will see him. Every eye, he has made himself known. All the ends of the earth see him. Lightning from east to the west, that's his revealing. And, again, somebody pointed out in at the center that just before a baby's born, the floods burst, don't they?
Yeah.
And then the child is revealed. The sons of God are revealed.
Praise Jesus.
And so it will be, the beginnings of the birth pangs. Praise God. Now the Lord has made himself known in his holy temple. He's revealed. Can you think of verses that talk of that? He has executed judgment. God hasn't executed judgment yet. The wicked are triumphing. That's not executing judgment. God is taking note of it. But he's not executing judgment yet. The word that I have spoken will be his judge on the last day. The last day is executing judgment. But it hasn't happened. But what about verses, how he makes himself known? You thought I was one like yourself, but now I rebuke you and lay the charge before you. For a long time I was silent, and so you do not fear me. But now he presents himself.
Yeah. There's a verse in Isaiah where Jesus said, now I will arise.
Well, no, that's still the second. There's three phases. Lord, why are you hidden? Then he's arising, and now he is known. And it's that third category that we've got to deal with. And that's the middle category. What do you got now? Don't you get it?
Yeah.
Hey, don't you study the Bible or what? All right, now all of you, you're all sitting there looking at me. Not you, but all the other bad guys. Why don't you get out your Bible and start looking for verses that talk about how God makes himself known on the last day, makes himself known to all the nations. It has a final marriage ring to it too, doesn't it? That's the one side. But the other side, he arises and terrifies. When he arises to terrify the world, and everyone is terrified, they hide from him. Go ahead. Praise God. There's the first one. He has made known his victory. Next.
Matthew 24:30.
Oh, that's always a good place to be going on the second coming.
Then will appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory.
Now, all the tribes of the earth, the whole earth, seeing it, is a common theme. Next, he's made himself known that we know who he is. They will look on him whom they have pierced. Made himself known in the judgment sense and not in the personal sense. Remember, there's two ways to know him, as judge or as Savior.
The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God.
All right. It's not going to be in secret, like some people say. Like the Mooney, he's greater than the Messiah. It's not going to be that way at all. Praise God, that's judgment. Making himself known in judgment. You want to get these references?
Yes.
You can see a pattern in his warning to you if you care. Of course, a lot of you don't care. Look around at the bad guys. Look, not you, the other bad guys. What are you staring for? What's your name, Blondie? What's your name? Huh? Pierre. Where are you from? Are you French? You read English? Why don't you study the Bible then? Get in the Bible. It's urgent. How do you know when Jesus is coming? You're all sitting around saying, there's lots of time, I'll just take time, I won't get urgent. You're doing it.
He said he's coming sooner than we think.
Therefore, Pierre, what must you do? Be urgent in your attitude. Go. Yes, they'll still do that. Now, who's got some more references?
Revelation 20, verse 11. Then I saw a great white throne, and him who sat upon it.
Well, thought very much of one and made himself known.